baby?
Not too much.
What'd you do today?
Well, I had grappling at 11.
Yep.
My throat is actually really sore because we were doing ninja chokes. And, you know, so guy shoots like a head inside single. The other guy kind of down blocks, you know, brings his leg back and then arm underneath. You're like right underneath your neck, and it's the one where their chest is like on the back of your head. Yes, and
is one you shoot your elbow all the way through, or you just do a five finger choke?
They're two different variations.
Okay. Yeah, we call that just like the five finger choke.
The five finger choke, yeah, ninja choke. It's I believe the ninja choke was kind of. I think John Jones maybe hit it against a guy against the cage, or guy tried to take him down or shoot on him against the cage, and he did. I think it was John Jones, okay. But gosh damn.
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, you got a sore throat.
Oh my gosh, it crushes. Yeah, and so I got like, yeah, and one of our teammates, you know, I was working with my one teammate, Scott. He's an English guy. He's a really good fighter. Good, super good training partner. But working with him, and then there was a group right next to us, Maluko, another awesome guy, great teammate. And he was trying to show this other guy, and he kept doing it on me. I was like, all right. okay.
That's
like
enough.
5-6 in a row. My throat was just like, gosh, damn it.
Well, my throat's a little sore for other reasons. Just kidding.
Okay.
You set me up there.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
All right. You were at the gym.
Yeah.
Big news in MMA happened today. If we want to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah. Super big.
Huge.
Yeah. Funny. We both saw it on our phones at the same time this morning.
At the exact same time, you're calling me in while you're taking a poop, and you're like, "Babe, come in here."
Bath. I was taking a bath.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
Actually, I don't know which one sounds worse. It was in the morning. I was taking an Epsom salt bath, which getting ready for training.
I was taking a bubble bath, not taking a poop.
I'm a big bath taker.
Yeah. I am too.
Yeah.
Okay. Huge news in the MMA world. Kayla Harrison officially signed with the UFC.
Yep. Our teammate, Kayla Harrison.
Out of left field. I didn't expect that at all.
Well, and I think, for one, we didn't really expect it because she kind of got what she's been wanting. She Bellator, PFL merged, and it was going to set up that fight with Chris Cyborg. And something that I think a lot of people would like to see as well because... You know, they're both very dominant females in their organization, weight, whatever.
And that fight, like when we talk about female super fights, there's really only a few more matchups to make. Like,
for sure.
If you want to see the best of the best fight each other, it was Kayla Harrison, Chris Cyborg. Everybody wanted to see that fight. Chris Cyborg, Ronda Rousey, Ronda and Miesha Tate again.
Uh-huh.
There's like these few big names that you... want to see these super fights for women.
Yeah.
And Kayla Harrison and Chris Cyborg is, I want to see that fight.
Oh, for sure.
Like as a fan, as a athlete, that fight would be epic. So I really thought like with Bellator and the PFL merging, everyone kind of was like, there we go. Like we're finally going to see Kayla Harrison and Chris Cyborg.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Which is interesting. So I've trained with Chris Cyborg. Super nice. We went to the Web Summit in Portugal and ran into Chris Cyborg and her husband. And
I remember that. That's when I was best friends with Akon for
that was when you became best friends with Akon.
Random.
You and Akon did hit it off. It was the funniest thing. I'm about to go on stage and do we're going to go off on a tangent because this is a cool story. We're in Portugal.
Yep.
And I was speaking at the Web Summit, which is a tech conference, and like 70,000 people showed up that year.
Mm-hmm.
Why they wanted me to speak at a tech conference, who knows? But I think I spoke
probably the same reason they wanted Chris Cyborg.
Well, I spoke as like a social media expert.
Yeah, polarizing.
Figure. So. Yep. I'm about to go on stage. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, you and Akon are going to be giving us a talk together.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Akon.
Me and fucking Akon. Yeah. And like first the like fan in me is having a heart attack. But like the others, I'm like, how do I relate to Akon at all? Like, well, they were just like, oh yeah, this is gonna be perfect. Like polarizing iconic music legend.
Yeah.
Instagram ho.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Give yourself a little more credit.
Thank you. This was when I was like really predominant in the UFC.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was amazing. We're back there with him and you were, you know, being as friendly and gentlemanly as you are, making conversation. I think you guys exchanged phone numbers and he was, you were like, oh, how great is it you get to travel with your wife? Because his wife was sitting next to him. You know, like, yeah, I'm here with my wife. It's cool that you get to travel with your wife too. Take it away, babe.
Yeah, well, then he was like, oh, well, wives. I was like, wives? And he actually had three girls with him, I think.
Three of the four wives he were had there.
Yeah, like three of his four wives. So in his African culture, you know, they
multiple wives is very normal.
Yeah. And you know, and he was just like, yeah, that's the benefit of being, you know, whatever,
being African or being
whatever
culture he claimed. But yeah, he got to have multiple wives.
Yeah. He had four wives and, it was cool though. He was super, super down to earth. Extremely really cool guy. Nice.
But what I find the funniest about this is immediately afterwards, I was like, oh babe, do you want to have more than one wife? And you were like, I couldn't handle more than one of you.
Yeah. Yeah. We would have to, really figure something out there.
One's enough. Could you handle two of me?
No.
You can barely handle one of me.
Yes.
So
yeah. I would have no time to play Call of Duty.
You wouldn't.
No.
Because you'd be having to please me, somebody else.
Have zero time. If I had two twins of you, would be tough.
You'd have to.
It would have its perks.
Cut back on your card spinning. What would the perks be of multiple wives, multiple me's?
I would get treated really, really, really well because you treat me really well.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah, I would be. There would definitely be some perks.
There would be.
Some other ones we'll say, but
okay. Yeah.
but definitely perks. But I'm not sure that the perks would two of you. I'm saying I'm not sure that two of you, if the perks would outweigh the cons, or you know, yeah. Okay. One is just enough.
All right, let's go back.
I put my foot in my mouth yet again. One's
let's go back to what we were talking about. Kayla Harris and Chris Cyborg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was excited about that matchup. It's not going to happen. Now it's Kayla Harrison and Holly Holmes for UFC 300.
Yep.
And Kayla Harrison is officially in the UFC.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, we just found the news out this morning. I went to practice. Mm-hmm. She was obviously very excited and stuff and deservedly. So, it's going to be interesting. There'll be some fun matchups to make, obviously. Her and Holly right now. She's fighting at 135 too.
Fighting at 135. It's crazy. I don't know that she's ever made 135 or ever, not that she hasn't made it. I don't think she's ever had to cut to 35.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be totally fine. She's got plenty of time.
Yeah.
She's not a huge person. I mean, she's jacked.
She's pretty big.
She's jacked. Yeah, like she's really strong. Big. Incredible, incredible physique. But she's, you know, a champion for a reason. She'll get with a nutritionist and it'll all be all right. But I'm excited to see that. It definitely opens up. Obviously Raquel Pennington just became the bantamweight champion. I am excited to see some new change-ups. Like it opened up the bantamweight division. We have Amanda Nunes vacating the title. We have a new title holder with Raquel Pennington. It really just like it mixed things up for the better.
Yeah.
And I think Kayla's gonna bring a lot of exciting potential matchups to the division.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you have a newcomer entering a division that's as talented as Kayla is, it kind of forces everybody to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
I think everyone's going to really, well, they're going to have to start working on their takedown defense, but they're going to step up because there's something super exciting on the horizon.
Yeah.
Which is, it's no longer just like you're all waiting to fight Amanda Nunes. You know, one of the baddest women on the planet. It's like, oh, there's a lot more potential matchups.
Yeah. And I'm not like super, super, like well versed in that weight class, mm-hmm. for, like the female. I don't pay a ton of attention to it, but I feel like once Amanda left, there wasn't really like that it girl in that division. And you know, 125's Valentina, and there's mm-hmm. some really, really tough girls at 125 all the yep. way through. But yeah, I felt like 135 and up, they kind of needed a superstar or a star in there and stuff. And
I agree. Somebody other than Amanda Nunes. Like,
yeah.
Because she's the star. It's like you yep. needed somebody that you could put in the same like argument.
Yeah, for sure.
Being one of the baddest women in the division.
And obviously Kayla's had that reputation, you know, for a while now. And people have been waiting for her to go over and make the change and go to the UFC and stuff. But again, like we said, the only bummer is it would have been fun to see her in Cyborg fight.
It would have. And now
it's... I don't think Cyborg's going to back to the UFC.
I don't think so either. I think yeah. there is too much bad blood between yeah. her and Dana.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to Dana White. I have another talking point on here
okay.
that I kind of wanted to get into. So okay. congratulations are in order to Brittany Palmer,
okay,
the ring girl. She just retired from the UFC. She was
long-time ring girl.
Yep. Yeah, gosh, forever, as long as I can remember. She was a ring girl the entire time I was in the UFC.
Yeah.
And up until now, she just retired. So, talking about ring girls, I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
I broke my arm fighting Jessica Rose Clark.
Oh, I remember.
Of course yeah. you remember that. Yeah. Everybody remembers that. So, yeah. broke my arm in the fight, broke it in the middle of the fight.
Yeah.
Went on. Ended up winning the third round with a broken arm.
Yeah.
Still lost the fight. Yeah. But I then went and broke my arm in training. Or no, I had two surgeries.
Yeah.
I had what's called a non-union fracture.
Yep.
And my arm did not unionize.
Yeah.
It didn't heal. It didn't heal properly. I had to have a second surgery to fix it. Well, during that downtime, I was trying to think of ways I could be proactive and yeah. still be involved.
I remember this.
I'd still be involved with the UFC and just keep my name recognition out there. So at one point, I text Dana and said, "Hey, what do you think about me being a ring girl for one of the cards?" And I was like, "I'm healing from a broken arm. It'll get my name out there more. I think it'd be really fun. Like, if you're ever interested, like, what do you think? I would love to be a ring girl once. It could yeah. be really fun."
Yeah.
And he shut it down.
He didn't love that idea.
He shut it down. He didn't love that idea. I don't remember his reason. He's like, I think he said it really like politically correct. He's like, "I think we can think of some better things for you to do."
That is what he said. I remember.
I think we can think of some better things
That's
for you.
That's exactly what he said. That's so funny. I just remember that. Yeah.
Like, okay, wait, what do you mean? One, am I not hot enough to be a ring girl? I'm definitely not tall enough.
Yeah.
But I did get a boob job.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was thinking that I guess the UFC ring girls don't wear high heels. They wear like
the little sneakers. Right? Yeah. So I'm probably not tall enough, which I don't think Brittany Palmer is that much taller than me.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Or Ariane.
Yeah. I can't think of being around them like in person or seeing.
No.
Yeah.
I guess you weren't around them as much as I was.
Yeah.
But so all of you fans out there, you had the opportunity to see me be a UFC ring girl and Dana turned me down.
That'd have been pretty cool.
So everybody get pissed at him because I was very excited. I was like, "Oh, this is going to be epic. This will be such a big deal. Dana's going to love it." And
yeah.
no, he shut that down pretty quick.
Not happening.
Yeah. Okay. I got a tattoo on my back.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's sore.
Yeah.
Sitting here.
You just, not yesterday, the day before.
Day before yesterday, I'm definitely a little bit sore. Yesterday, I was like riding the high still.
Yeah.
And today, my back's sore.
Yeah. So. Kind of into last night when we were putting the aftercare
yeah.
on you last night. You were like, yeah, a little sore.
A little sore, putting on the aftercare, which I am.
Your back is crazy.
In a good way?
In a good way.
Okay, yeah. cool.
Like crazy. Really it's good.
Incredible. Yeah. I went to an amazing tattoo artist. So we're really big fans of Ink Masters.
Yeah.
You're obviously covered in tattoos from head to toe.
Yep.
A little bit of open space here and there.
Yeah.
Ami James was a judge on at least one season, maybe more, of Ink Masters.
Because did he compete? Did he
not? No, okay. He was just a judge. So okay. He specializes I don't think they would even let him compete. He's like such a legend in tattooing.
Yeah.
But he specializes in traditional Japanese.
Yeah.
And I found out that he had a shop in Miami. And of course, DM'd him right away. We put something together. He designed a dragon to go on my back. And it's in between two tigers that I currently have. So I have a tiger on each side and then the dragon going through them.
Yeah.
And it's pretty epic.
It's really cool. Yeah. How did the back, because my whole back is empty and I want to do I actually plan on going to him and having him draw up something crazy. But how was the back?
There was a few spots. This is so weird. So there was a few spots that were like totally fine and I was kind of falling asleep.
Yeah.
And there was others where I was like, ooh, this is a little hairy. And yeah. I'm like, as long as I would wiggle my toes, it would get like my nerve senses to go to a different part of my body.
Yeah.
So I'd wiggle my toes and I could get through all the pain. I never had to stop. So we went 6 hours straight. Never had to tap out. Just like pretty much watched TV on my phone. We talked a lot. He's a really big fight fan. He's, you know, been in the fighting world for a super long time. So it wasn't terrible.
He's Tiago Alves's tattoo artist.
Yep, Tiago's.
And Tiago's got some amazing
incredible tattoos. Artwork. Yeah,
really cool.
So there was a few spots that were a little hairy and like some spots it's weird. Like he was tattooing my back, but I felt like he was tattooing in the front of my ribs.
Oh, really?
Like where your nerve senses are.
Yeah.
Never had to tap out, but women have high pain tolerances.
Yes.
Every artist in the shop was like, oh yeah, women sit way better than men. And I won't say that he said it, but I have a feeling I can sit better than Tiago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Challenge him.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Challenge him to a tattoo off.
So, so you're starting to get a few tattoos now.
I am.
Was that your most painful one?
Oh, for sure. That was my most painful because it was the biggest.
For sure. I mean, you haven't ever gone. Well, I would say probably the longest before this last one was the two tigers on your back.
The two tigers. I was in the shop a total of 6 hours, but that was like placement and design. Yeah. So we really tattooed like four, I want to say, straight.
Yeah.
It was painful, but it definitely didn't shy me away from getting more on my back.
Yeah.
So I am obsessed with this tattoo though, and I think you really liked it because you thought it was really sexy the other day.
Yeah perfect placement on the back. I was able to really like look at it and
get an up close
look.
It got you excited.
So you got the outline done, right?
I got the outline done.
You got some shading, a little bit of color. You got a little bit of green in there. Probably got like two more sessions.
I would say two more.
Yeah.
Now that the outline's on though, if I could go in and do another like 6 hours straight, I could probably be done.
Yeah, you'd probably get pretty close, I would think. So, yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe one more.
We'll see. But yeah. And then I started thinking. So I woke up yesterday and I was like, what did I do? And I do this every time I get tattoos. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, I panic. I'm like, oh, I'm changing the way I look. I'm changing my image, blah, blah, blah. I get all stressed out. And I like looked at my back in the mirror and I was like, oh no, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. I get the same thing. A little tattoo remorse.
Yeah. A little bit of tattoo remorse. And then I see it and I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about like the hottest girls that I know. They all have tattoos. All the hottest girls I can think of have tattoos.
Yeah.
And so this is going to sound conceited and I don't want it to.
Okay.
So I did a poll on Instagram.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, who do I look like? Who's my celebrity doppelganger? Because I've been getting this comment a lot. And I was like, it can't be true because this girl's way too cute. There's no way that people think I look like her.
Yeah.
Almost, I would say 75% of the responses were the same.
Okay.
Who do you think I look like?
I don't know.
You do know.
I don't.
I see that little smirk on your face.
Who?
Just
who
do you look
like? I don't know.
She's a porn star.
Okay.
Her name's All right. I'll give you another guess. We were out to dinner.
Okay.
It was actually an American Top Team event, and the bartender, you went to go get us a drink.
Was that here in Florida or in Portland?
That was here in Florida.
Okay.
And the bartender is like, hey, is your girlfriend Jessa Rhodes?
Never heard of her. I have no idea. I've never seen any. Don't know who she is. I remember this.
You remember
yeah,
this?
I remember. Yeah.
So,
I was like, nah, not.
No, I wish.
No offense, but better than Jessa Rhodes.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I'm your wife.
Yes. But yes, you do look insanely so similar.
I was scrolling on Instagram on like my For You page. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, I don't remember that. Because every now and then I will, like MMA stuff, in like yeah. MMA stuff, pop culture, whatever.
Yep.
Somebody will post something about me and it'll like, I'll see me on my For You page. And I'm like, oh, well, whatever. Then I see this one though and I'm like, wait, I don't remember that. And I clicked on it and it was her and not me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
What? Okay.
I finally saw what people see.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I look like Jessa Rhodes, and she has tattoos.
Yes. So one of my buddies, he had hit me up, or he had messaged me when you put that poll out.
Yeah.
And he had said something like she had just tagged you in a video or something. And I was like, oh, crazy. No way. And so I went to her page and looked, and I couldn't find the video, but
she tagged me in something.
That's what he said. Yeah. So maybe it was like a story. Maybe
she follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. Maybe she tagged you in a story or something, but I'd went to her page and oddly enough, do you know where she lives?
Hmm.
Portland, Oregon.
No
go
way.
Look on her.
No, I feel like I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she doesn't live in Portland, but on her
it says
page,
Portland,
it says Portland, Oregon.
That's
and I was like,
so crazy.
No way. That is really, really
small
bizarre.
Small world. If you guys don't know, I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. So anyways, just really crazy. Yeah. But no, the resemblance is uncanny for sure.
I have a theory.
You guys are related.
Okay. Two things. One, we should get her on our podcast.
Yes.
Then we should do a collab, OnlyFans collab.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, okay.
Two, this is...
Can I be a part of the class?
Yeah, you want to be a part of the content?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Okay, yeah,
two, before you get a semi over there.
Yeah, I got the gray sweats on today,
too. You look like a slut.
Yeah.
Okay, two, I'm curious, and this is because I don't know anything about her, like, life or backstory, but we're both from Oregon.
Yeah.
I wonder if she knows, like, her whole family tree. We could be related.
Yeah.
Because my mom's dad, sorry if I'm outing my family drama, got married four times, had like multiple affairs, a ton of kids. We could be related.
The resemblance is very, very crazy.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. We definitely look alike.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Crazy.
I don't know if I can just say like, oh, Jessa Rhodes is so hot, because then I like feel like I'm complimenting
could be your cousin.
Could be my cousin. And I don't want to like compliment myself, but beautiful woman.
Yeah, that's really funny to think about. Gosh damn it.
She might be my cousin, so it's a little weird.
Yeah. No, she's not. She's not. Oh, funny.
Oh, I'm hot. Like, I'm a little hot.
Flustered, okay.
I'm flustered over here. Okay, have you paid off your student loans yet?
No. And you know what is so fucking funny?
Tell me.
Is I woke up in a panic this morning because I emailed them again yesterday.
What did we talk about?
I got a call.
And you need to sit on hold like an adult.
I know. Yeah, but why give me the option to email an inquiry about the whole thing? And then not respond to me.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
You could make the argument when you talk to him on the phone. Just be like, I emailed you a year ago.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I need
I'm actually,
year of late fees taken off.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to play this up. I'm going to deliberately take another late fee so then I can. Okay,
no.
Well, no. Hear me out. Take another one. So then I have like, then I can be like, yo, I was hitting you guys up and you guys hit me with another late, you know, and I've got a really great argument.
No, just lie and tell them you emailed them. You've been emailing them for 2 years and no one ever responded. And then you'll get 2 years of late fees taken off.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I have actively been trying, but yeah, I should call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you also were supposed to...
Hey, don't be disappointed when you knew the answer going into this. You can't be disappointed. But I did wake up in a panic this morning thinking...
Because you knew I was going to ask you about it.
No, I really wasn't expecting that. But I was like, oh, gosh, damn it. When is... You know, I was like, I really have got to... Yeah, I'm probably going to have to sit on the phone for like 2 hours and wait. And I kind of came to that conclusion.
You know what? I will call and I will stay on hold. And when they answer, I will hand you the phone.
That seems like a good...
That seems fair.
Yeah. Or how about you call, pretend to be me, and then I'll do something that you don't want to do for you.
I don't think that'll work. I don't sound like a guy.
Well, no, I know. But can't you be like, well, he's my husband, and here's voice confirmation from him. And I can be like, yes, I give her permission to pay the student loan off for me. So, doesn't it work like that?
I like how you snuck that one in there. I give her permission to pay this off for me.
In return, I'm going to do something that you really just don't want to do.
Like what?
I don't know. I'll cancel one of your many appointments that you don't feel like going to again.
You do know your student loan is like $5,000.
Yes, I do.
So what are you going to do for me that's worth $5,000?
I could come up with something.
Okay.
You right. Could come up with something.
Come back to me on that one.
Okay.
You also told everybody last week or the week before you were going to start taping your mouth to sleep.
Damn.
Did you do that? You're outing
me. No, I haven't done that yet.
No, we do a podcast. You said you were going to tell everyone how your mouth sleeping went.
And then I didn't do it.
And then you didn't do it. So now you're going to leave everybody hanging.
Yeah. Okay. Right when we get done here, I'm going to find the hostage tape online. I know what happened. I had looked for it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon only had the little nose strips for it. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have the actual tape.
Wait, we have some in our laundry room.
The hostage tape?
Yeah.
Because I've ordered it before.
You've ordered it before already.
Okay. So maybe tonight's the night. tonight's the night. Also, though, my nose is a little banged up from sparring last week. Yeah. But okay, tonight's the night. And when we come back to next week's podcast, I will give everyone an accurate review.
Okay.
On this.
Cool. Sounds awesome. Because I was listening to our last podcast today and I was like, he never taped his mouth shut.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. All right. Gosh, I just feel like I'm just running this thing. I got so much cool content to talk about.
Good. Yeah.
What?
I'm glad. Uh-oh. I'm glad I was kind of blank going in today.
You had a blank mind.
Yeah.
You have been getting punched in the head a lot lately.
Yeah. Yeah. But
back in the full swing and training.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It was just one of those days. I just kind of woke up like in a fog a little bit. But
have you ever tried Balls energy drinks?
I think as a kid. Yeah.
I used to drink these as a kid. It was like the energy drink when I was dancing.
Yeah.
As a kid. And I think I drank two of these once at a dance convention and I thought I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I like passed out.
I mean, this is big. What is this?
Delicious. Yeah.
16 ounce. Yeah. I mean, that's 32 ounces of balls. That's crazy for,
this is a lot more than you usually offer.
Gosh. Is it just roast husband podcast?
That was funny. I didn't think that was roasty.
Yeah. I thought I remembered these, though, they were being in like a purple glass
bottles.
Bottle. Yeah. We have an entire pallet of these out.
I know. I ordered them from Amazon. Yeah. I'm a big energy drink person, so I've just been like rotating and trying new ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a little sip.
So we talked about this a little bit throughout the week. You opted for the answer of no, don't do it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, don't do it. I don't.
I had a request from my OnlyFans.
Oh, yes. I do know now.
Somebody wrote to me on OnlyFans and they offered me $50,000 to cut my hair. Into a bob.
Yeah.
They did want the back shaved.
And for those who don't know what a bob is,
Oh, like above your shoulders. So okay. like right above your shoulders.
Which you've done before and you were really cute.
No, it was super cute. And I do like my hair short. I have been in a hair growing process for the last few years. But he reached out and he said he was fine with me sharing all this, but offered me $50,000 to cut my hair into a bob. And he wanted an undercut, which is where you shave the back of your head.
Yeah.
And you could put designs into it.
Yeah.
And then you leave the bob, like you leave some hair so you don't always see like the back of the head.
Uh-huh.
When you pull your hair up, it's shaved underneath.
Yeah. I mean, it's a unique look. I love your hair. But
the caveat was I had to mail him all my hair.
Yeah, that's where it got weird for me.
So,
I mean, of course, the first one's a no-brainer. Someone offers you $50,000 to cut your hair, you ain't cut your fucking hair.
And that's why I was like still on the fence about it.
You'd probably
I was, like,
shave your head for $50,000.
No, I would not.
Oh, okay.
No. Do you know how long it took me to grow my hair this long?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I
guess it would. Yeah, that would.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence, but the reason I super, super like was like, no, I can't do that is because we had just gotten done watching the Gypsy Rose.
Yeah.
And she's going off about how she believes that her mom put a hex curse on her because she stole some of her period blood and then put a hex and then buried it in the backyard.
Yeah. So she would never find true love.
Yep. Like put this curse on her that she would never find true love. And so she was so sad because she's like, that's why everybody leaves me. That's why all my relationships end is because my mom cursed me. So then it got me to thinking, I'm like, okay, if I mail this guy my hair, not that I like necessarily believe in any of that. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. You would never want to have to question that. If something ever like went terribly wrong, you would always go back to, oh, this motherfucker put a hex on me because he made me into a voodoo doll or something.
I mailed him my hair.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
I there's too many that I feel like having to give the hair is like
where we draw the line, right?
Yeah, one too many strings. What if he went and committed a murder and then placed your hair in DNA?
That's true. I mean, yeah. I would still have...
You'd have an alibi.
An alibi. But talking about that, so did you know that Ancestry.com got hacked? All their DNA profiles got hacked.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe what I saw was just kind of a funny...
Oh.
But I had seen...
What did you see?
There's no way that this was real, but it was like... And I could be butchering this story a little bit, but... It was this guy, he like was like on a forum and he was asking if he had grounds for a lawsuit because he and his stepsister did a DNA test and it came up that they weren't really related, so they slept with each other, but then there was something else came up and then like Ancestry.com emailed him back, said, oh, we mixed it up. You guys are actually brother and sister.
Oh,
and they had already, you know, done the DNA.
Word.
And
I hope that's a joke.
Yeah, it seemed serious, but at the same time, it also sounded like it could have been a joke. But yes, so anyways, yeah, how much do you really trust those?
Oh, you can't trust them. All of their DNA profiles got hacked. It's like this huge thing. And of course, I went and did Ancestry because I was curious about my family tree.
Yep.
And then you find out most information on there is BS. A lot, like, it's just not that accurate. But then everybody's DNA profiles got stolen.
Crazy.
So.
Damn. So you mean I'm not really 5% African?
I wouldn't say 5%. No.
What was it? It was like 2 point something.
You were like 0.2% West African.
Oh, come on. It was like 2%.
It was 2%.
It was about the percentage of my groin area.
The exact percentage. Yeah. You're a solid like 7% penis.
7% penis?
Yeah.
Oh, in relation to the rest of my body.
Yeah. Okay, it takes about 7% of your mass, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on.
Sorry. Should I cut my hair?
I still don't think. No.
It's the sending the hair for me.
Yeah, it's the sending
the hair. And I was like, I asked him, I was like, hey, well, what are you going to do with it? Like, what are you going to do with my hair? And he was like, oh, well, just keep it. I'm not really sure yet. Keep it like as yeah, a.
No. Not really sure yet. I wouldn't send any. I wouldn't cut my hair and send it to somebody.
Keep it as a conversation piece.
Yeah. Give it to some friends as gifts.
Yeah.
His like friend, a birthday comes up and he sends like some here, hair.
Have a few strands. Here,
have some Paige Van Zandt's hair. Paige Van Zandt's hair. Gosh, damn it. That's weird. Yeah.
So I did not do it.
Okay. And $50,000 is a lot of money.
Oh, no. It's a ridiculous amount of money, especially for something like that.
That's cheddar. Yeah. That's guacamole.
You could buy like 3 cases of cards.
More than that.
4.
Close to 5.
Whoa.
So that's, yeah, we're talking about a lot of money.
And that shows you where your mindset is at.
Yeah, I always equate things to cards.
To cards. Yeah. And you're still telling me not to. So I did message him. At first I was like, okay, well, maybe let me think about it. And then I was like, okay, give me a few days. And then I came back. I was like, no, I can't.
I know you were thinking about it because you've asked me multiple times. And each time my answer is the same. No, do not do it. Do not do that.
Yeah, it's $50,000.
Yeah. But anyways, it's crazy.
Anyways, okay. So I know I'm going to get a lot of people who think that I made the wrong decision, but yeah. I want to hear some opinions.
I'm curious to hear people's opinions too.
On that one.
Yeah.
And I don't know why like selling pictures of my body on the internet doesn't seem that bad to me, but like chopping my hair off for somebody and mailing it to them, that's like kind of crosses the line for me.
Yeah.
That makes it seem a little weird.
Okay, would you clip your fingernails and send fingernail clippings? Or toenail? Ooh, toenail
clippings.
Would you do that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Is it the same thing?
It's kind of the same.
Can you pull DNA from fingernail?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
What? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know. Okay.
I know, but then I was like,
I've never really heard of a hex using fingernails or clippings.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I think any DNA.
Yeah. I've got some of my old teeth laying around.
Do you?
Remember? You do.
I've found your teeth.
Yeah, I've got some old teeth laying around. So.
You really do.
If anyone wants my teeth, hey, $500, you can take my teeth. Anybody? Any takers?
Any takers? $500, you get
my teeth.
Austin Vanderford's teeth as a souvenir.
No, all my front teeth.
You officially can get DNA from fingernails.
Okay, yeah, so?
So I shouldn't send fingernails, toenails, or hair.
Yeah.
Right?
For whatever reason, the hair just seems a lot more creepy.
Yeah.
Than the fingernails.
What if somebody wanted like bodily fluids?
There was that one. There's that girl from
90 Day Fiance
who is selling her farts.
She mails her farts. But the thing that's easy about farts is you open it and it's gone.
It's gone.
Like you get to, it's like a one time. Thrill.
I'm not even gonna ask this because I think I know the answer. You cannot get DNA from flatulence.
No, yeah. You can't.
I think you're safe there.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is so gross. I'm just thinking about her farting into the bottle.
Does the aroma stay in the bottle? Do you think right? when you open it? I mean, there's got to be something.
What if you toot too hard and you get a little extra?
Yeah.
Do you still mail it?
Mail. Yeah, this has really gone a interesting
this
direction.
This has gone a whole different direction.
Yeah.
So no, I opted to not send my hair.
Good.
So.
Yeah.
That's where we're
looking
at
out for my well-being too.
Yeah, I am.
So, all right.
I had saved a few questions from last week.
Okay.
Well, I had one more little thing I wanted to talk about, but we can save it for next week.
Yeah.
I got a Q&A on Instagram.
Yep.
And they went into if I like dad bods or abs.
Okay.
And of course, abs. I mean, look at you. Look at me. You're like a gorilla.
Look at me. I don't look like no fucking dad.
No. You're a dog dad.
Yes, I am a dog dad.
But so abs, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Okay, you know what? Let's just get into it really fast. So So I actually was on Instagram, and some studies have come out where women are more attracted to, how do I phrase this? More feminine men, like men who are not as manly.
Fembots.
Into dad bod. Women have been really into like dad bods and like a gentler, less testosterone high male.
Yeah, yeah.
While they're on birth control.
Interesting.
But then once they go off of it,
yeah,
they realize that they're not attracted to the partner that they're with.
Yeah.
So like say they go off birth control because they want to get pregnant and you're married. So then they go off birth control because the hormone changes in your body. You realize you're not actually attracted to the person you're with.
Interesting.
Yes. So being on birth control makes women attracted to more feminine men.
Okay.
And when you go off, your hormones go back and they reset to normal.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it makes sense. The birth control and all that, it's like it messes with your hormones. And the same way that, you know, men taking testosterone TRT, replacement therapy, stuff like that, it, you know, it changes your body, and not just like your body, but your thought process. And
oh, it changes and stuff everything. Like, that, so. Like our whole bodies were hormones, you know? Yeah. And that's why when, you know, people are transitioning, you know, trying to change genders, they take hormones, and you can actually see the physical changes, their jawline changes, their, like, you know, pretty much everything, their whole bodies change. So when women are on birth control, they actually are more attracted to weaker men.
Crazy.
And I don't know what the correlation is, which hormone creates an attraction to someone with lower testosterone.
Uh-huh.
But then, sadly enough, they go off birth control and then they realize all these, they're having this awakening. They're like, wow, I'm not even really that attracted to my significant other.
Yeah, interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So anyways, I have some other, like, so.
So when we met,
when we met, I have never been on birth control since we've been together.
Okay, cool.
So I was attracted to you, and I still am.
Okay, good.
Because you're a man.
Hell yeah.
Super manly.
Yeah.
Super abs. Yeah, super abby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, but also, so I also contribute. So before I was with you, I had been on birth control in the past.
Yep.
And I was on what's called the Depo-Provera shot. And this is going to be a lot of information for our male listeners.
Yeah.
But so I was on the Depo shot.
Yeah.
You're only supposed to be on that for a very, very short period of time.
Okay.
Well, like male doctors, this is like a whole epidemic, don't like take women's healthcare seriously.
Yeah.
I was on it for like close to 7 years.
Crazy.
So one of the side effects is one, hair loss,
uh-huh,
weight gain, all these. There's a whole slew of side effects, but one of the worst ones is bone density lost.
Oh,
so crazy. It affects your bones. It actually makes your bones less dense.
Uh-huh.
So I had recently gone off it to try to get my weight regulated because I was having weight cutting issues, this and that, and that's when I broke my arm.
Yeah.
And I've broken my arm 4 times. For no reason, because I'm a healthy, non-smoking, young athlete.
Yeah.
Breaking my arm 4 times after being on birth control for like 7 years.
Yeah.
100%. I think that it made my bone density weak.
Yeah.
Because no one could figure out why I broke my arm. Then I had a non-union fracture, which they usually see in like older people when they have weak and like weak bones. So anyways.
Yeah, that's super interesting.
So women, I am not an advocate for birth control.
Yeah.
Figure something else out.
Yeah.
It just poisons your body, and it makes you, your desire in men change.
Yeah, I think, I know obviously it serves its purpose, and what's the, you know, the trade-off, or, you know, are we, birth control does something good in some aspects, you know.
Yeah.
We're preventing some folks from having kids who probably shouldn't have just kids.
Preventing unwanted pregnancy.
Just, yeah, you know, stuff like, you know.
You're not ready. Yeah. Yeah,
but, you know, what it does to you physically and stuff is, yeah, I think anything that's messing with your hormones
is like so bad. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, crazy.
We're not on birth control and we make it work.
Yep.
We got it down.
Yes.
Okay. back to the questions that I had a few left over from last week
okay.
that I wanted to get into that I saved a few that I thought were really good questions.
Yeah.
We're going to stay on the intimacy line
okay.
since we're already kind of talking about sex.
Yeah.
Who should initiate intimacy most of the time?
I don't, that's a tough one. I think the dynamic of each relationship is, you know, different and all that. I'm not sure.
So for what's me, your... it should be 50-50.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, I don't think anyone should be appointed to, all right, you're the intimacy initiator.
Yeah, like just because you're the guy, you're the one who has to initiate intimacy, or
yeah.
just because I'm the female, you need to allow me to initiate when I'm ready, or
yeah,
it's 50-50 when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
And at least the initiation of intimacy. And it doesn't need to be like this whole initiation process. It's like,
yeah, I think that's building it up more.
That's building up than what it needs to be. Yeah. Sometimes we'll just ask, like, hey, you want to go?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah. I think there's also a couple other differences too. I mean, you know, for a married couple yeah. who's been together for a long time, I definitely think it's probably like more 50-50.
Yeah.
But when you're like just getting into a relationship, I could see it being like more of the guy's initiation and you know, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Totally. No, right? I could see that.
Yeah. Not that. I just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I would say if I think back to when we were dating, I definitely waited for you to like,
right.
It was your job to initiate, like yes. holding my hand
yep.
or like the hug or the kiss. It wasn't yeah. like I was gonna. Women, I guess when you're in like a heterosexual relationship, like for women to like, I always waited for you to like do the first kiss.
Right. Yeah.
Touch my leg. Like you do the 10% or the 90-10 rule.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
You go 90%, it's like Hitch.
Yeah.
The movie Hitch. Yep. Yeah. You need to go 90, but make sure I do 10. You can't uh-huh. just 100% like just go in and make out.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's called something else.
Yeah. But
yes.
So earlier on. Yeah. But as we've been married, been together for a while now, it's kinda like, you know, of course there's times where we're both like excited at the same time, but mm-hmm. then it kind of comes to, you know, all right, yeah I want to do this,
yeah, I want to do this, or it'll be like, hey, you want to go in? And it'll be like, well, I'm tired, let's do it tomorrow morning. I'll be like, perfect.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we just kind of like we work around each other's schedules.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And we have fun with it, and there is less, so I would say like when you're dating, I'm waiting for you to initiate because I'm nervous and I'm shy and
yeah.
you don't want to overstep boundaries. But now that we're married, it's like there's no nerves. There's no hesitation.
Yep.
It's straight up. We're very straightforward with each other. And
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could be bending over, picking something up. I might hump you and then
there we go.
See where we're at for the, right? Yeah.
It's either a yes or a no.
It's either a yes or a no. Yeah. You know what I'm, yeah.
Okay. All right. Ooh, okay. This is kind of falls in the same line.
Okay.
How do we keep the spark when we're together most of the time?
Yeah.
Because we are together 90% of our day.
Yeah. Yeah. We, yeah, it's always funny. Like you'll be gone for, or we won't be together for like 3 hours or something. And you'll, I just want to spend time with you, you know, it's like, babe, we spend all no. fucking day together.
I'm like, yeah. I was gone all day today. I yeah. missed you.
Yeah. It's like, okay, babe, but we spend 6 out of the 7 days a week together all day. But all jokes aside, I don't know. I mean, obviously we really enjoy each other's company.
We
so.
Do. Yeah. We enjoy each other's company a lot. And I don't think like, I think that I'm not saying it's going to be a challenge for the future, but we just haven't had that challenge yet.
Yeah.
The spark definitely doesn't die. It's not like we've had like a downfall in like our spark
no.
for each
yeah.
other.
Yep.
I would say there are times that I can annoy you, like
where you're like, no, never, never. You don't annoy me, babe.
Where you're just like, okay, can you just leave me alone? Or you want to play video games and I want to play Scrabble, and you're like, but babe, like I haven't played video games in like 4 days. It's like my friend.
Sound like such a pussy. No. Gosh, damn it.
But no. I also have to understand it's fine if you go lock yourself in your office for like 6 hours. Yeah. I hang out with Dennis and I drink a margarita.
It's so funny. I always validate it too. I'm like, babe, I could be off, like, I could be off at the bar playing pool with all my buddies. Like, I'd actually go and play pool.
Like, you'd actually ever yeah. do that?
I could be in a bowling league and be like, but I, babe, I, all I do is just lock myself in my room. I'm still at the house. I'd be out bowling or playing golf with someone.
And then I'm like, well, yeah, I could too. Yeah. But the truth is, you like when I'm home.
Yes, I do.
When you're yeah. home, even though you're in your office playing video games, you like to know that I'm home.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and we, you know, we, not that we even have boundaries, because we're pretty open about everything. Yeah. You know, we don't have a door on our toilet for cripe's sakes in our bedroom.
But which is so funny, because when we were renovating our house,
yeah,
the contractor, our new contractor, came in and was like, okay, yeah, we'll put a wall up right here. Yeah. There's, these are your options.
So you have privacy.
Like, I was like, oh, no, we don't need a wall. He's yeah. like, yeah, but you can't go to the bathroom with the other person in the room. I'm like, yeah, I can.
yeah,
we don't really care about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly. Usually I'm in the bathtub and you're on the toilet. Like,
yeah.
Or you'll be in the bathroom too long and I'll miss you and I'll come lay on the floor.
So my legs are numb and I'm
just sitting there with the squatty potty.
Babe, I'm just trying to get away from no. No, it's yeah, but we do we've got our boundaries and stuff, and you know, and mine's pretty much, if I want to get away, just go into my office, I play games, sling some cards, and
exactly,
yeah, and I feel it's good.
And
so
if I want space from you, I say, hey, babe, go play video games.
Yeah.
So I can get my space.
Very rarely does that happen. No, because
yeah. I really like to be close to you.
But no, we just, whatever we have going works, and yeah, I don't. And I would argue that our spark is just as sparky now as it has ever been.
You know, for sure.
Even earlier on in our, you know, I mean, of course, early on in our relationship, and
we were like nuts for each other, which we still are. But
of course, yeah. But inevitably, that the drive, you don't necessarily need to have sex 3 times a day.
No, you don't.
You know, 6 years ago or whatever, 7 years ago, however long it was. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I feel like back then it was like we just couldn't get enough of each other because we didn't live together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you moved in pretty quick, but we just like couldn't get enough of each other because it's like you never know when it's going to end and you're still in that like cupcake phase.
Of course, yeah.
Whereas now it's like I'm with you 24/7. You're not going anywhere. I know that we could just, if you don't want to do it today, we're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah. And that's really funny and interesting that you said, you never know like when it's going to end, because yeah, I mean, you know, when you first start dating, there is that, maybe that's part of what like drives the, like sex 3 times in a day, or, you know, 4 times.
Did we
times.
Really do that?
Well, a couple times a day, you know, but yeah, maybe that is what drives us, is the questioning and the fear of, well, you know, maybe, yeah,
you
maybe
never know
this
when it's
isn't,
gonna end.
Yeah, but then, you know, you get married and it's like, okay, well, cool. You either suck with me or you're going through a messy divorce.
Yikes.
Your choice.
Yikes. Yeah. Okay. Was our love instant or was it a more gradual thing?
Instant.
It was pretty instant.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Because there was never, it was like the moment I met you, it wasn't like we became friends first or we were already in the same circle.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, you know, after we already knew each other, then a love started forming or a spark. It was the moment we met, there was a spark.
We were, we were pretty much inseparable from day one. And so I just don't really, when I think about was it gradual or instant, Yeah, like you said, I feel like a gradual would be you kind of knew each other and it slowly yeah. started developing feelings. I think ours was instantly.
It didn't take any time for me to be convinced that I wanted to be with you. Yeah. It was like yeah. right away.
Yeah.
Where I just met you and I was like, yeah, I want to be with this man.
Yeah.
And then of course your love grows and
yeah,
and
for
it,
sure.
it builds and it changes.
And it's always growing and always, yep. you know, we're yeah, it my love for you now is the definition of my love now is different than it was 3 years ago yep. or something. So yeah. yeah.
It continuously changes. Okay. A few more for you. What okay. are your love languages and how does your partner speak to them? I don't know. I would say my love languages are definitely physical touch. Mm-hmm. I like to touch you a lot, mm-hmm. which is actually really interesting because I really like to like touch you and be very, very close to you.
Yeah.
I don't like being touched by other people.
Yeah. yeah.
I have like, especially moving to Miami, it was like weird for me because especially men, but like both women and men too. But I don't know. I just don't like being touched. And
the side.
Yeah, kiss in Miami, thing. Go yeah. and you like kiss each cheek.
Yeah,
and it's like
I haven't caught on to that yet. I haven't.
That's a Miami thing.
Yeah,
and everywhere I would go, it'd be like, you know, men you first meet, they hug you and they kiss each cheek, and that's not a West Coast thing. That's not, you don't do that in Oregon.
Yeah,
and so I have to be like get more comfortable with like this like touching.
Yeah,
and anyways. So my love language for my significant other is touch.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I'm a hugger, like greeting people. I'm like, yeah, what's up?
You're a hugger. Yeah. yeah. And it's like, yeah. don't touch. Like, I don't like my neck being touched. I yeah. barely like shaking hands. Like I'll do like knuckles.
Yeah.
In business settings, I know you need to shake hands.
I like the wrestling handshake.
What's that?
The just oh, really
the weak, limp.
The limp.
limp yeah. little handshake.
To let them know, okay, I'm a worker. I'm not a shooter.
I'm not a shooter, which worker. I like. We got to talk about
the strangest.
We yeah, need to we'll talk get about, into. Yeah, we need to do.
That'll be next episode.
Next episode, wrestling. Yes. My AEW experience. Yeah,
because that was very interesting.
There was a huge learning yeah. curve there.
Okay, my love language. I would say acts of service. Mm-hmm. Is one.
I don't know what yours are.
Yeah.
I mean, you're touchy here and there.
Yeah, I do love, I like touching and stuff. But like you too, I also kind of like my space. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, whatever you do is my love language.
It works.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take that the five love language test.
Yeah.
And
we've taken it before, but.
Not really.
Okay.
But I also feel like the mood that I'm in. When I take the test will change my
totally.
Answer.
Yeah.
And totally. It'll change which love language I get.
Yep.
Okay. Should wives be allowed to play fantasy football with the guys?
I think
answer this I think honestly.
Wives should play in family leagues. I think wives should play fantasy football in like the family
league. So here's yeah. the thing. We started dating, married.
Yeah.
All the stuff. Somehow I ended up in a family league and then your sister's feet women's league.
Yeah.
And it was the least amount of fun I've had in my entire life. Like, because it got to the point where it's like, okay, now I'm playing like, who was I playing? Somebody in our family.
Yeah.
Or somebody in like your side of the family. And I'm
yeah.
like, we'll just say Nick. Playing Nick. And I'm like, well, great. Now Nick thinks he can beat me at something.
Yeah.
Because he beats me at fantasy football. And it's yeah. like, well, of course.
And you have no control, really.
No. And of course he beats me at fantasy football because when I don't know what I'm doing at all.
Yeah.
And I just don't care to yeah. put the effort in. But yet here he goes and whoops me on fantasy football. And I'm
talk
like,
shit in the family chat.
Talk shit in the family chat. And then it feels like I took a loss. And it's like, that just pisses me off.
Yeah.
So I am opting out of fantasy football.
That is really, really funny.
I like to be in the group chat.
Yes.
Still, please. Yeah. But no, I don't need to be in the yeah. family league.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the guy, the boys league, get a little cutthroat.
Yeah.
Little mean. I just don't need... I I worry about you. I don't want to put you
there. I am meaner than any one of your guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. But it's also a lot of preparation. You know, it takes a lot of work for me to manage 14 teams during a season.
Did you know one of the biggest fights we got into when we were dating is I found out that you were in like 5 fantasy football teams and I asked if you would just be in 2.
Yeah.
And that was like a deal breaker. You were going to end it all with me.
Yeah, I was like, what? Do you want to put a dog leash on my neck too and keep me on?
You did say that. You said that. I felt like you were on a leash.
Oh, but now look.
You know, it's great.
Yes.
So much fun, you and your 14 leagues.
Oh, you got to admit, I've improved a lot.
You've gotten better.
Yeah.
You have gotten better at the whole fantasy football thing. I think those are all the questions I had.
One, how far are we?
An hour and 1 minute.
Oh, perfect.
An hour and 1 minute.
Okay.
Should we think of anything else?
I think that's good. I think we got some fun stuff to get into next week.
We do have some fun stuff to get into next week. I did hint that we'd be talking fight stuff.
Yeah.
We did get more of a rumor, not even a confirmation, a little bit more of a, I guess, confirmation that you're probably fighting in March.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll stay tuned for your fight announcement. We don't know where opponent, or location. Opponent. We don't know anything, but you'll find it out here first.
Yes, you will.
And then I actually had someone slide into my DMs asking to fight me. So,
oh, crazy.
Yeah, okay. We got some tea for the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe by next episode I should have some more info.
Hopefully you have a little bit more.
Yeah.
But that was a kick-ass love story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And so make sure you like, subscribe, share. We are on YouTube. We are on OnlyFans TV.
Brand new.
Brand new to OnlyFans TV. I'm so excited to be partnered with OnlyFans with our podcast. So YouTube, OnlyFans TV, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, Deezer, anywhere you get your podcasts, you can find us.
Awesome.
So like, share, comment, write into a kickasslovestory@gmail.com. And let's get some more below the belt questions.
Oh, yeah.
So write out, send in your arguments that you have with your significant other. And we will decide who's punching below the belt.
All right.
All right. Until next week.
Peace.